Hey, hey, this is Rebbitzin Bevkind Grossman from the Connected for Real podcast, and I want you to have access to the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat right here in your ears. If you would like to access all of the links, workbook, or get your free one-on-one with me, go to connectedforreal.com/retreat. Enjoy. Welcome to the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat, day 4. Thank you for coming. It's so fun to see that people are actually committed and showing up and really there. Woo! Give yourselves a round of applause. You made it to day 4. It's pretty awesome because we're halfway done and the best is yet to come. Okay, so welcome to Marriage Breakthrough Retreat, day 4. Today, we are talking about master a higher level of consciousness. What that means is that we're down here. We picked ourselves up, got in touch with what we want, turned to God, and then God answered through reality. And so now we're in a different place. We connected. We raised our vibration. It doesn't matter what you call it. You feel the difference. Now, what do I do with that? How do I sustain that? How do I master that higher level of consciousness so I don't have to be living in a roller coaster where it's like, oh, look, I'm going up. I'm falling down. Oh, I'm coming up. Oh, I'm back down. And we tend to have these like cycles of ups and downs. By the way, if you have it, you're normal. Most of us have it, right? Because life is up and down. Life is life. It's, you know, it's one of those like things that you see like the graph and it says, if you have ups and downs, then you're alive. Here's the thing though. It doesn't have to be extreme. Remember in like science class, they told you like there's like the frequency and whatever the space between them and then the height. The ups and downs don't have to be so extreme. And we're going to learn how to do that today. How do I make my life go from woo, 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 to like, oh, look, it's up and down, but it's like, you know, in flow. I don't fall too low. And when I'm up and it's sustainable, right? And then with more practice, you can actually get your flow to be going up like a really great graph on, you know, the stock market, right? It's like, it's going up and down, but overall you're moving up. That's the goal, right? So, we're always going to start with a story because I'm full of stories. When I had my baby number 6, I now have 7 kids. Okay. So it gives you a little bit of time. She is now 4.5, almost 5. So I was pregnant over 5 years, like around 5 years ago. And I suddenly, oh, yeah. No, that was when, okay. Yeah. Sorry. So I was pregnant with number 6 and people told me that, you know, the more kids you have, the more susceptible you are to postpartum depression. You have to be more careful because you think you've got it and then you don't get it. And then you're like, oh my gosh, totally beating yourself up. So get ready. And I was like, okay. So being a practical person I am and very proactive, I thought, what is the thing that's going to make sure that I don't fall into any, you know, dark places? Because if you know me, I'm a very positive person and I don't really hang out in like super dark places. I do have my blues. I have my ups and downs. I totally am human and normal, but my goal is to never go like, you know, diving deep down on purpose to places that are dark. Also, by the way, a lot of the work that I do is very much like you know, we'll go to the subconscious, we'll bring some, you know, whatever comes up, and we deal with it, but always pull it back up to positive. Always get the lessons and move on. Never hang out there, right? Because it's just not, I don't find it to be a very healthy place to chill out in. Right. Some people really like doing the dark work. I had a coach who would go like on purpose, like, oh, you got to go to the shadows and whatever. It's like, I get it, but I think we can get the same information from other places that are light. That's just my take on life. Okay. So I thought, what is the one thing I can do to prevent postpartum depression with baby number 6? And I was always working on prayer. Okay. Since I'm in high school, I cannot get prayer down. Like, I'll pray a couple of days and then I'll miss a day and then I'll feel really bad about myself. And then I'll miss another day. And then it's like, ah, forget it. Why am I even trying? And then I try again because I get inspired. And then I do a couple of days in a row and I feel all good. And then again, right? And so high school and college and married and kids and whatever. And then I'm all excited about the fact that, like, I don't have to because I'm with kids and, you know, you just don't have to. And then my husband says, yes, prayer is still a requirement. Maybe you're not bound by the time issue, but you're still bound to pray. So I was like, oh man, what am I going to do? Anyway, I've been fighting this for years. Okay, obviously we're getting to baby number 6 and I'm still feeling like I cannot be consistent. And I had this very strong belief that I am not consistent. I'm just not a consistent person. I can't get things done consistently ever. Okay, now that's not a belief anymore because, I mean, based on what we learned yesterday, I am not consistent would be like, is that true? No. Well, can I find evidence, right? It's like, I am in retreat number 8. So I think consistency gets like 10 points here, right? I'm very proud of myself. So I don't believe it anymore, but I did then. And I tried really hard to find something that worked. And I tried everything. And being a very visual person I am, I found something really cool called bullet journaling. But people were doing it as like a whole book. Bullet journaling is this really beautiful book. And if you're a perfectionist, you will be like, oh my gosh, I can't. Because if you like do the wrong thing, like I would just rip the whole page and start over, right? It would make me crazy. So I felt very resistant to starting a whole bullet journaling book where it's like, track your days and track your habits and have all your stuff in one place and have all these great things and everything looks so pretty and we share it on Instagram and then everybody sees each other's papers and it's like, ah. But I did like the concept of it. And the concept is that every day is represented by a cube, like not a cube, a square, a little tiny square. And that square is either black or white. And you go through the days and you see the entire month on one page represented with little cubes, little squares, whatever they're called. And you can see in 1 second, oh, there's a lot of black. Oh, there's a lot of white. Oh, look, there is a pattern. I see, you know, every Friday is a hard thing for me or whatever. So I thought, oh, this is really cool. So what I did was, and by the way, I did my first YouTube video about this. I'll get the link 1 second because I think you guys might want to save this link. Don't start watching it now because we're live and obviously I'm more interesting than the video, but you're really going to like this. Okay. So I had my first YouTube video is all about this because it was so successful. Okay. I took one page and I ripped it out and I just had one page and that was it. I wasn't bound to a book. I wasn't bound to a system. I wasn't like, you know, feeling resistance about anything. I was just excited about getting this one line of little squares that are all touching each other to, you know, fill up. And so I numbered them on top I decided to do it in Hebrew dates because I thought that was more fun for me. And I put the dates, I started like scribbling the month, and I just, you know, let it come alive on its own. Like, there were things that I was learning along the way that I decided to doodle on the bottom. And so you'll see it like came out really cute, but it wasn't planned ahead of time. It was sort of like go with the flow. So I wanted to see 1 month if my sleeping had to do with my not praying in the morning. Like if I went to sleep late, did I miss prayer the next morning? So I started tracking those sleep times. And sometimes I was tracking my mood, but it didn't really work because when I was in a bad mood, I anyway wasn't tracking. So it was, you know, it was an experiment. But the cool thing is that with time, I started seeing more and more chains, which is what they call black squares touching each other, right? So you get a chain of 3 days in a row. That's already, you know, substantial. And then you fall, but then you come back. And then you fall and you come back. When I wasn't tracking, when I wasn't seeing it, I felt every time I fell was like, oh, there is no end to my failure. I cannot do this anymore. There is nothing I can do to be consistent. I am just not consistent. But when I saw the entire month in one page and it was represented by little squares, I actually could see that, okay, so I missed 2 days, big deal. There was 8 days before that that I was really good. And it motivated me to keep going and to keep trying. And so I had 1 month where I had 50-50. And I thought to myself, if I wasn't tracking and if I wasn't trying, I would get zero. So this is amazing, right? So what if I had missed 50 days? I started focusing on the ones that were filled out and were actually black, right? And when I had chains of things, I started counting the chains. How long can I make the chain? I was playing with myself. It was really fun. It made the whole experience different. And along the way, what this did was not only did I become consistent, which is very cool, just by, you know, tracking and visualizing, being able to zoom out a little bit and see my life from a bigger picture and not just day to day. Because when you're living day to day, your brain is playing monkey games on you. Okay. I know. It's just how it is. When you zoom out and you see your progress, you can then remotivate yourself, check what happened. Why is it that every Friday I'm not praying? Or why is it that every Monday I'm not praying? Does this have to do with yoga? Is it because I'm rushing to yoga that I'm not even taking the time to pray? And then afterwards I forget. Do I need to put a timer? What's going on? Right? I'm starting to feel out what's happening. Now, I once gave a class about from survive to thrive. And it was all about this. When a person is in survival mode, what they're doing is taking a step. Every day represents a step, right? But you're always staying around comfort zone. You're going in circles, making sure that you're alive. And alive means comfort zone. So you're going like this all day, every day. Every day, you're taking one step, 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 one step. And that's what survive looks like. Because then you turn around and you're like, I have not grown or moved an inch, but I'm alive. So survive is great, but it's temporary. It should not be your go-to lifestyle, right? It's like, oh, I just, you know, I've decided that survival is my new thing. It's great because it keeps us alive. It's a wonderful thing, right? I think of like postpartum, like the first 3 months is like, this is jet lag. Don't be hard on yourself. Just get over it. Just survive the first 3 months. You'll be fine, right? I'm not putting any goals of like, oh, I need to thrive now. Because there are times in your life where you just need to rest and you just need to let things go. And that's part of learning to pause, right? And getting into these rhythms. But there are times in our lives, most of the time, where we don't want to be in survival mode, going around comfort zone. want to actually get somewhere. And the way to get somewhere is by looking at where I want to go, right? Picking a goal and then taking a step and another step and another step and another step towards that goal. Now you're taking the steps anyway, right? You're living each day anyway. Your day is like either you're going one step at a time around one point, or you're taking one step at a time towards your goal, and you get to choose. And this was really, really great for me because it visualized it. I could see how the line of steps brought me closer and closer to getting there. Now, here's the coolest thing. I thought I was doing it for consistency's sake. I thought I was doing it to show myself that I can be successful. But the best thing that happened from that is that I started praying every day. And then I started talking to God every day. And then I was sort of forced to stand there and be like, huh, it's you again. Okay, right? Like, here I am. What do I want today? What am I going to ask? And so instead of only turning to God when it was survival mode, it was a completely different experience. And that's what started. That's really what propelled my entire shift from being a graphic designer to being a marriage coach. I thank that pregnancy and that experience to everything that's happened until this point, which is really cool. Okay. So far, so good. We're going to do a meditation, a short one. It's going to take 2 minutes. And it's going to ask you, what is your one thing, right? Because here's the thing. If you try to change everything, you will get nowhere. The overwhelm is real. The amount of skill that the evil inclination has against you when you take on the world is, you know, resistance is real strong because it's obvious that you're trying to change. So he is going to go full force because it's his job, right? But you're like, oh, I'm just doing this one thing. And it's like, ah, you're never going to get anywhere with one step. Forget it. You know, just ignore her. So you have a lot less resistance when you do one thing. Okay. Now, this one thing has to be unique to you. It's very important that it's yours because I could say everyone in this world should journal every day, but that's not really what you need. Or maybe that's not what he needs or she needs or they need or whatever. I could say everyone in this world should wake up at 5 a.m. every morning and do exercise or whatever, meditate or pray or eat salad, right? But like not every person has the same thing. And so we're going to be finding your one thing. And then after that, I'm going to tell you what to do. By the way, you can get your workbooks ready. It's page 4 and you're going to have the different sections. Okay, take a deep breath, get comfortable, with the exhale you can lower your shoulders, relax, and when you're ready, we're going to get the answer to the question, what is one thing that when I do it, my energy is high, everything in my day falls into place, everything's smooth, and when I don't do it, my day feels choppy, I'm overwhelmed, my energy is all over the place, and I'm just feeling really low. What is one thing? You're probably doing this sometimes. And when you do it, Your energy's high and you're flying and your day feels in flow, smooth. You can take on anything. And when you don't do it, your energy is choppy and you're just not getting anything done. What is that one thing? Take a deep breath. Slowly open your eyes and write it in the chat. Okay, let's see. Healthy eating. Awesome. What else do we have? Praying. Journaling. Meditation. You know, by the way, one of the girls that did this very early on when I was giving classes, she says, putting on my contacts. When she puts on her glasses in the morning, she still feels like she's wearing pajamas. And if she stays with her glasses all day, she gets nothing done. Isn't that crazy how unique something could be? Like, this is just her thing. It's amazing. Yoga. Oh, prayer. I love it. Keeping calm. That's very good. Praying, meditation, studying Torah, greeting my husband with a smile. Woo! You got a list, girl. And by the way, when you have a list, pick one. Pick just one. Usually the most impactful one is going to pop at you, but if it doesn't, just, you know, it's okay. It doesn't matter what you start with because we're working on a muscle here and it really doesn't matter what you use to work on the muscle, right? Some people use an actual dumbbell and then some people use a water bottle. Who cares? You're still working the same muscle. So it doesn't matter what tool you're using. When you're calm, everyone's listening more. Yes. So you chose to stay calm. Everybody here has their big picture thing, the one thing. But here's the thing now to do is to break it down. Because when I say, I want to pray, well, what does that even mean? Does it mean you want to open up a prayer book? Does it mean that you have to say the whole prayer book? Does it mean that you just have to turn to God and say the prayer like we did on day two? What does it mean, right? When you say, I want to eat healthier or healthfully, does it mean I'm going to be eating all vegan? Does it mean I'm going to eat a salad a day? Does it mean that I'm going to grab a cucumber? What does it mean? I need you to get really clear so that you know what that square is going to be filled with, black or white. And believe me, I am a designer. I've tried it all. I tried cutting corners. I tried making little lines to explain that it's half done. I tried making dots instead of make it all black so that I could remind myself that I sort of did it, but not really. It doesn't work. Very good. You have a morning routine that connects me to my soul and God. How can I find the one thing? Make it super specific. Okay? And by super specific, I'm calling this black or white because your little cube on the paper is either black or white. There are no grays. There are no in-betweens. So, for example, for me, when I took on prayer, I asked my husband, who's my rabbi, what is the minimum amount that I have to pray in order to count this as done? And he told me it's Ashrei and Shmoneh Esrei, which is, you know, one section of Psalm and the actual standing prayer. By the way, for all women, Shema is not our that is a time-bound prayer, and we are not obligated. So a lot of people tell me, yeah, I know, I have to just do this, 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 and that. I'm like, okay. Back to basics. Almost like mincha, just for shachris. And by the way, this marriage breakthrough retreat is not specifically for anyone who is, you know, observant, religious, any religion, whatever. I'm just giving my experience, okay? And I'm giving you the example so that you can then transfer it onto yours. If you don't get it, it's fine. I'll give you other examples. Okay, so for me, it was Asherei Shmoneh Esrei. If I wanted to daven the whole thing, if I wanted to pray the entire prayer book, I could, but it doesn't matter. It's not what's going to change the black or white. An example from yoga is I took out the yoga mat, I put it on the floor, and I went and sat on it. If I did yoga or not, maybe that doesn't matter. Just the fact that I took it out, put it on the floor, and put myself on it might just be your black and white. I need you to be so specific that when you go to fill out that little square, that you don't question if it was done or not. For those who said, I want to eat healthy, does this mean I'm going to make a smoothie every day? Does it mean that I just need to get a cucumber or any vegetable into my meal? Does it mean that I need to drink more water? So you'll be specific about the water. If I woke up in the morning and drank 2 cups of water, I can, you know, fill up the square. Everything else doesn't matter. Okay. You're on a health journey and you're on a meal plan. That's great. I want you to pick one thing though. A meal plan is an entire plan. It's somewhere, something that is trying to change in a lot of ways. I want you to think of one habit. Maybe it's, I don't know, not starting your day with sugar, right? Like picking certain foods that you're going to eat, or drinking water as soon as you wake up, or I don't know what, stretching. I don't care what you do, but you have to pick it. Do I have to decide how much time I'm going to do yoga? Yes, you should specify exactly what counts as yes and what doesn't count as yes, black or white. So as I said, you could say, as long as I do 5 minutes of yoga, right? For me right now, I took upon myself to go on my walk in the morning. I set a timer, 10 minutes. Always takes me more than 10 minutes. But as soon as that timer goes off and I'm still in the middle of, you know, my walk, or I'm talking to God or whatever, I know I can check it off. I did it. Right? Singing, very good, but that's not specific. Are you going to say, I'm going to sing one song a day? Are you going to say, I'm going to listen to one song a day? Whatever it is, make it specific. Okay? So that's for the step two, which is black and white. Okay? So step one was, what's your one thing? That's the big picture, the thing you said, you know, you set for yourself, whatever it is. Eat healthy, lose weight, do yoga, sleep more, meditate. Step two, be specific. If I do 5 minutes of yoga, it counts. If I drink 2 cups of water in the morning, it counts. If I sing one song, it counts. If I play my drums for 10 minutes, it counts. Okay, these are all real examples. And then step three, black or white. We said black or white. Step three is if then sentences. Very good question. If you do walking every day in any weather, can you double your talking to God and movement? So actually my one thing is speaking to God for 10 minutes. And so I ended up pairing it with walking because it makes me connect. It makes me feel really good. It gives me the time and space. And I'm also not feeling bound by the ceiling. I feel like it's all open. But on the rainy days, I turned on a timer for 10 minutes and I tried talking to God in the house, right? So I still had my black and white, even if the weather was bad. So I'm not taking on two things. The movement came in as a, hitchhiker. That's fine. But he doesn't actually count. He doesn't own the car. He doesn't anything. He's just coming along for the ride. Okay. So that's a good question. Also, by the way, I count it when I can't talk. I write to God. So that's also a good way for me to get it done. Step three is if-then sentences. My favorite quote, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Say that one more time. If you plan to fail, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. If you're going to be like, yep, I've taken upon myself to eat healthy, you're probably not going to reach it. If you say, I've taken upon myself to pray, get specific. And let's say you got specific. You're like, you know what? Every morning I'm going to drink a cup of water before I eat anything else. You're still not 100% there because you haven't planned for all the things that are going to go wrong. So I was going to break you up into groups to help each other think of if-then sentences. And I'm running out of time. So should we do it here? Just all brainstorm together? Or do you want to be broken up into groups? Yes, I will give examples. Okay, so I'm going to give examples. You guys can give me in the chat what things you're thinking about, and we'll come up with if-then things also, okay? An example is, like I said, if it rains, then what? When I was doing prayer, if I go to yoga and I'm in a rush, then what? Do I cancel yoga? Do I put on a timer to remind me that I didn't pray? And then I'll pray after yoga? If my baby wakes up sick, does all of my day go out the drain and like out the window? Or do I have a plan in place? I'll take my baby with me for the walk, which is what I did last week, this whole week. Like here you are like so proud of me that I'm like showing up. But like it's been really hard because I haven't had time for myself. My baby was home 3 out of the 4 days. 4 out of the 5 days. Never mind. Yeah, it's been harder than it looks. But I'm really proud of myself because, hey, we're still here. More examples. Does anybody have any questions about their specific ones? If all the kids are home and I don't have my quiet, what do I do about my yoga? I'm going to take out 2 yoga mats. And put them side by side just so that in case someone wants to join me, they can and they won't get on top of me and bother me or they won't want mine. I do this, by the way. It's a great trick, especially with like little 3 to 7 year olds. They see a yoga mat next to yours, they'll start doing it too. Super fun. Now think about the days when you can't do that thing. For example, if we said, I don't know, ride my bike. And on Sabbath, you don't ride your bike. What is that going? What's going to happen then? What are you going to do instead that's still going to count? Right? So I had someone who was doing yoga every day. But on the Sabbath, she would just look out the window or go outside and take deep breaths. Right? Just ground herself. You're allowed to do that. That's fine. Right? So get really, really granular about your if-thens, because the more you plan, the more you will succeed. Now, since I'm so practical and awesome like that, and if you look at the bottom of your sheet, you have 24 little squares. So you can actually track starting today or tomorrow. It's fine if you want to start next week. I give full permission. But it's really cool to see how you can really move the needle in just 24 days. And remember, it's less about the actual thing you took on. So don't take the hardest thing in your life. Sometimes it's just the thing that's like, oh, I sometimes do this, sometimes not. I know that when I do it, I'm going to feel it. And then see the effects in your life. It's the recipe to thrive. It's really beautiful. It's amazing. Okay, getting my toddler on time, or better yet, early, means getting to bed before 10 or 11 p.m. What if my baby won't go to sleep, or I can't get my toddler to sleep and they keep waking each other up? Okay, so for sleep things, by the way, I really like the Sleep Lady. She has a great method. I could talk about it another day, but I think I feel like it's very aligned, her method. It's called Good Night, Sleep Tight. It's a book I was given by one of my friends when I was falling apart with three toddlers and a pregnancy, like three babies, you know, whatever, three kids. And I was pregnant. I had two kids and I was pregnant with the third. And she handed me this book and said, you need to read this. It's a great method. It works when you do it. And I don't even do it perfectly and it still works. So I highly recommend it. And then maybe you could make that your one thing, you know, and then it will change your life forever when your kids sleep through the night. It really is a life changer. Also, by the way, I had this thing where it's like, my kids are finally asleep. Why should I go to sleep? I have so much to do, right? So it's getting myself to actually follow through. That's usually harder. Yes, I know. She's like, exactly. Yes. Okay. Now I'm going to shift energies a little bit. Okay, we're going to do a meditation about your life and thriving. It's something that I really love to do, and I don't want you to miss out. So let's get into it. Somebody wrote before, I forgot to close my eyes. It's okay. Don't worry. Nobody is making you close your eyes. And you can always visualize even without closing your eyes, because it's really the power of your imagination. I don't think there's rules about doing guided visualization and meditation. It's really just getting into yourself and shutting down the outside noise. So let yourself do whatever feels good. Okay. Take a deep breath. Imagine yourself in a year. One year from today. Notice how different things are with your husband, with your business, with the way you are, your levels of calm and flow and ease. Feel how supported you are and how much fun you're having. By the way, notice what you're doing for fun a year from now. And you actually like being around your husband. You're finding time to enjoy your husband's company. And you have more quality time, even though it's not necessarily more time. But the time you do spend with him is quality. And it's amazing. Because you didn't think it was possible. And the coolest thing is that you're finding new things to do together. Feel how free you are. How light you are. To really be leaning into yourself, your purpose, your gifts. Notice how aligned you are with God's will and how good it feels to receive the abundance. A year from now, you have more abundance than you can imagine. And notice how easy it is to let it in, to receive it, to contain it. Notice how easy it is for you to stay calm in every situation. Even the situations that used to make you blow up or lose your patience or lose yourself. And notice that this wasn't an instant thing. It didn't just happen magically. You didn't just turn around and change. It was a process, a transition. And really, you only notice it when you look back and catch glimpse of what it used to be like. And now that you look back, you notice how far you've come. You're less reactive, less triggered, more present, more calm, more supported, more abundant. You're fully aligned. Your marriage is fueling you, and it feels really good. Your business is right on track. You're going in the right direction and you're seeing movement. And you have such a strong connection to God that everything else feels so good. Put your hands on your heart and embrace that feeling. Don't let it go. Hold on to it, because this is your new comfort zone. This is where you want to be, and this is where you want to stay. This is what you want to sustain and maintain. And master. This is your new natural space. And you're no longer where you used to be because you've created a new thermostat for yourself. You've raised the level and made that your new home. Push it in, hold it in, let it penetrate, breathe it in. Ground yourself in that feeling. And when you're ready, think of one word that comes up for you when all the pieces of your life are aligned like that. One word. Take a deep breath. You can open your eyes and write down the word. What came up for you? You can write it in your journal. Joy. Free. Proactive. Home. Peace. Grateful. Connected. Harmony. Peaceful. Serenity. Freedom. Joy. Ah, freedom. That's so beautiful. Who's ready for that? I feel more positive, although I'm a positive person, but I feel more love. Oh, I love you. That's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Who is ready for that? Oh, I am ready. So now I want to take the next 10 minutes. I want to tell you about my program. Whoever is in a rush or isn't interested in hearing how to continue working with me, no hard feelings, you can hop off. We're going to take a break for Friday and Saturday. We go back on Sunday for the day about enhancing your intimacy. Make sure you come to that. It's one of the best ones. By the way, I've seen the bullet journal, wanted to learn it, but it felt daunting. Yes, we'd love to hear how you practically integrated it. In other ways, yes, watch the video. I made a video about this. It's very good. Okay, cool. So I want to tell you about the Flow Mastermind. So as you know, this whole week we've been learning the Calm Method, which is the method I created to know exactly what to do in the moment and to bring God's presence in to the situation, right? So the Flow Mastermind is a 12-month business mastermind for married women. You get that? Business marriage. Woo! Who want to grow their business alongside their marriage and get into a flow state. It's the only mastermind out there to do this. And I, believe me, I have looked. It's 12 months that integrates your marriage and your business with God at the core and addresses you as the container so you can create that enormous impact that you are here to make. Flow stands for finding God in everything, love your marriage, optimize your business, and welcome the whole you. It's built on four pillars, right? God, marriage, business, you, because those are the four areas that I found have to be addressed when you want an integrated life. And in the little design, you'll see that I put God at the core because that's how the whole mastermind is built. Is God at the core of everything we do, then marriage and business have to work together like a puzzle in order to thrive. You cannot have one overpower the other. You need them both to be really strong. And then you are the container that contains all this goodness, right? We are the vessel. And a lot of times people say, Yeah, but I don't have room on my plate for this. Like, I'm so busy, my plate is full. Have you ever heard that? And it's like, I don't want you to take things out of your plate to make room for new things. I want you to enlarge the plate. Just get a bigger plate, right? You're like at a hotel buffet or something. Just get a bigger plate. Enlarge yourself, expand, allow for more abundance. Don't stay in that small, limited space, okay? This mastermind is for you if you're looking to grow your business, make more money, have more clients, grow your impact, but you're afraid that you're going to have to pay a price with your marriage. So here's the thing. Here's two scenarios. You're either working really hard already and completely exhausted. And so you don't want to grow anymore because that means working harder and doing more. So you just keep yourself small. Or your life is so good right now, the way it is with you being small, that, you know, you don't really want to push it, you know, and like tip the balance. So you're waiting. Either way, you're staying small and that's not working for us. Okay. If it's working for you, that's fine. Don't do anything. But usually that's the core of why things aren't in flow, why things aren't working, is that you're keeping yourself small. There's something bigger asking you to become. And that fear and that resistance is holding you back. And if you're waiting for the kids to grow up, for your husband to retire, for something to happen, for, you know, Corona to be over, oh my gosh, right? Stop waiting. Do it, but do it right. Do it to in a smart way that ensures you're on the right track, in alignment, with guidance. I mean, could you imagine if in 3 months, you realize that you're not reacting the same way? Something that you would have completely exploded at your husband. This is something that one of the women in the program said, I cannot believe that it's not triggering me anymore. Those were her words. And it's so beautiful. I love seeing all of the things that you guys write and all of the results that the women in the program have. And one of the things that's really hard in my business is like, bring testimonials. Who wants to come and talk in public to a bunch of people about their personal life, right? So it's very hard to find testimonials, but they let me use their stories and they let me share what they're going through because they see that it's so important. And women who, you know, one woman, when she called me the first time, she's like, my husband's crazy. He's nuts. I can't deal with him. And about 3-4 months later, she said to the group, I'm really not sure how this happened, but I don't know. It's not pushing my buttons anymore, right? That's pretty amazing. So there are the four pillars, and I designed them this way because that's the way the program is built. God at the core, we do a lot of God baggage release. You get to connect to your purpose, get clear direction and guidance. You'll be supported throughout the whole journey. And you'll feel heightened intuition. This is something that I was speaking to one of the women today about in the implementation call. It's opening channels to receive messages. You know, in the olden days, they used to have schools for prophets. Not all prophets, not all people who were in the schools for prophets actually got prophecy, but they learned skills that taught them to open the channels, to allow for the clearer and clearer messages, to just not be in that noise all the time, right? And in today's day and age, where we're constantly in noise and constantly being bombarded with everything, it's that much more important to get in touch with that intuition and to really learn skills that will open you up to hearing. So this is the core of the program. And that's just a quarter of it. Then we talk about marriage. Obviously, it's the topmost priority of our life. We want to stay married. We want to be happily married. And we want our marriage to be supporting every other aspect of our life, because it's not like you got married and now this is your only obsession. You want to have a life. And your marriage is there to support you. So we're going to learn to connect to your husband. You're going to feel loved and cared for. Believe me, this is actually amazing. One of the women who's been with us for a while had a launch and said that for the first time, she didn't burn out. Her husband was amazing and helped with so much. And he even stayed up late with her and helped her with something technical because she needed help and she couldn't find anyone else. Before this, he would have been like, huh? Okay, you get to enjoy your time together. You get to have fun, enhance your physical and emotional intimacy, right? We're going to be talking a little bit about that on day 5, but we really talk about it in the program, because once you have a group that's closed, it's much easier to address. You're going to learn to communicate your needs effectively. And you're going to gain a team player that supports you. Really, bottom line, that's what it is. In your business, our goal is to optimize and fully integrate the business so that it's there supporting your marriage, right? Your business should not be an escape where it's like, at least here I feel successful, so I might as well spend all my time here. That's how some of us become workaholics, right? It just feels nice when people appreciate you and know what you're doing, and you're doing your purpose. It's great. That's wonderful, but it shouldn't take over your life. We get to simplify. We get to optimize, systemize. We work on workflows. You'll get unique strategy that works for you, because as you see, I don't like the everyone should do one thing or this is the trending thing. You're going to be really clear on what is for you. What do I need to do with my business? And what's my strategy? As you know, as a coach, I help you get there. You get to work smart, not hard. You work less and you let it be easy. That's one of the things, like when I asked my girls to like, what is my favorite quote? They're like, let it be easy. So yes, that's mine. I don't know if it's mine, but I use it all the time. You're going to grow your business from within with mindset and intuition. And because I am a designer, I help you with branding, niching, targeting, positioning, and the design, right? We have actual design feedback where you can send me anything and I'll give you feedback on it. And sometimes I even open up the actual can that they share and I tweak it for them. It's really fun. Right? So you don't get only business, you don't get only marriage, and you don't get only God. Like, you're getting the full package. Now I'm going to talk about why it's 12 months in just a second. The last pillar of the program is you, because you're the container of your life. If you don't hold all of this, it isn't held. You know this. We're going to learn how to enlarge your vessel, create space, capacity to contain, grow your ability to receive. As women, by the way, this is our superpower. And we learn how to lean into that superpower. Become an amazing, energized, fun person. You know, by the way, how I can guarantee that? If you hang out with me long enough, you're going to start being all like, you know, happy like me. It's funny, but it's really contagious. You're going to learn to invest in yourself. Self-respect, self-care, self-love, all that amazing stuff. And we talk about it and you start seeing, oh, some women in my group are putting together a trip to the Dead Sea based on one of the meditations we had for self-love. It's so fun, right? But sometimes it's just drinking more water, taking care of myself, going and doing painting, whatever. We really want you to come alive. The goal isn't to create a successful business and you be burnt out. The goal isn't to sacrifice everything so that your marriage can thrive. Your goal is for everything to be integrated so that everything grows together, so that you're thriving in every part of your life. So we talk about health, we talk about mindset, we talk about skills. I have guest speakers who come. We're working on your happiness level and creating systems so that it's sustainable. You don't have to recreate the happiness every single time. And as a bonus, you also get the meditation library, which is really fun. Every meditation we've ever had is stored in the meditation library. So you have access to it as part of the mastermind. And at any point, anytime of day, whatever, you can go and listen to a meditation. And they're usually, you know, there's a little parentheses and it says how long each one is and what the topic is. And it's so fun because I myself use it. I once told my husband I want to sign up for some like meditation thing. He's like, why don't you just listen to yourself? And I did. And he was so right. So I can tell you it's really great. So you get access to that. And you get all of this. So let me just, oh, and you know, besides this, I'm going to tell you what you get. But above all this, you get me. And I was really scared to say that the first time I said it. And my coach said, why are you so afraid? And I said, because they're going to think I'm full of myself. She's like, okay, so I'm like, I'm not. Like, yeah, like I'm full of God. Like, that's the whole reason why I'm doing this. It's like, so tell them that. I'm like, I can't. And she challenged me to tell you that. And that's why I can do it. And that's why I can say it. I really believe that God gave me the skills and the background that I have so I can be here for you. 100%. Besides that, access to me. We go live every single week on group calls. And the group calls rotate between God, marriage, business, you. So we're every month we're attacking the same situations from different angles, and you're getting that well-rounded feel. And we're getting, you know, progress on every single one. And together they're also affecting each other. It's really beautiful. You get 6 VIP one-on-one sessions with me, because some of the things that you want to discuss are not appropriate for group. And it's really important for me to make that space for you. So this is a real hybrid program. It's not just group. It's not just one-on-ones. It's not just recordings. You get everything. Okay. So I built it this way because I built it the way I want it to be for myself. When I was looking for a mastermind to join, the biggest problem was that either they weren't God-centered, so they were constantly saying things that were like, ugh, like shook me, or they cursed a lot, which really wasn't working for me. I can't be listening to that with my kids around or even my soul. It was really hard. And there's some really great business people I like to follow, but I just can't. Or I saw the people who were coming out of their program and they were all getting divorced and that wasn't working for me, right? So I created the mastermind that I wish for myself. And I hope that other women like me would join me in masterminding together. So you get the group calls, the one-on-ones. There is the WhatsApp check-ins that I usually, you know, check in on you, either WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger, whatever works for you. I want to make sure that you're okay, that you're not falling between the cracks, that you're doing the things you said you were going to do. And if you didn't do them, why didn't you do them? What's the resistance telling you? Right? You're constantly getting coaching. This is a VIP program, okay? You get recordings and trainings in the vault, same place as the meditation library. You get guest speakers and special events, and you get the community. Wait, is this broken up? Oh, there you go. You also get the business optimization and design critique. I see that you guys have been missing the bottom. Okay. Whatever. Here we go. Okay. And the price. The Flow Mastermind is a 12-month program mastermind. It's $997 a month for 12 months. And if you pay up front, then it's 2 months free, which is $9,970. A couple of questions I'm going to answer already. Yes, there is a weekly payment plan that goes on for a year and a half, so it's a little bit lighter. And there's also a way to pay in shekels. There's a way to pay in euros. There's a way to pay in pounds. I've got it all covered. Why 12 months? Because I want to be with you in every single season. I found that when I signed up to things that were 3 months long, you know, 14 weeks, 12 weeks, 10 weeks, whatever, like those shorter plate programs, they were great for the season we were in, but then the winter hit, or then the summer hit, and then my kids were on vacation, or then there were holidays or whatever it was, and it took me off track. And a 12-month program is going to take you through the entire year with all the ups and downs, with all the different triggers, with all the different things that are going to come up. And I want to be there with you and for you the entire time. And the coolest thing is that people tend to just keep going, because after a year, you see it's completely worth it. The ROI on this thing is amazing. There was one woman who started crying 2 weeks ago. She said, I have so many clients. I don't even have time for myself anymore. So I said, wait, what happened? Last time you cried was in the beginning of the program a year ago. Like, why are you crying? She's like, wait, last time I cried. Yeah, you're right. I was crying that I didn't have any clients. So I just started laughing. Like, oh my gosh, I reached my goal. I actually did it. So she's so booked that now she's learning a completely new set of skills to delegate and to grow a team and to actually create the systems she needs, right? So she's signing up again because it makes sense for her. She sees the return on investment. Why would she not stay? But that's besides the point. That just makes me really happy because I built it, but I love seeing that it's actually working. The magic is amazing. Here we go for fast action bonus. This expires on February 25th. That means that you don't have much time. If you sign up before February 25th, which is next week, right? The end of next week. So I'm giving you enough time to sleep on it, you know. Speak about it with your husband. By the way, we're going to talk about how to talk to your husband about this on Sunday, I believe. Either Sunday or Monday. But remind me if I don't remember, because I have a really great training on how to speak to your husband about this. So the fast action bonus is a 90-minute intensive, something that I used to offer for $1,297. I don't offer it anymore just because of my scheduling. I've been, thank God, blessed with, you know, lots of great things happening in my life. You can use this 90-minute intensive either as a strategy session for your business to really start off the year with what are we actually doing? What are we working on? How are we adjusting all the different mindset things? Or you could use it as an SOS marriage session. So we could really delve into your marriage and see how do we get it on the right track as quickly as possible so that we can get you the best results. Okay. So that's the fast action bonus. For those who asked, the doors to flow mastermind never close, but as soon as it fills up, then it will close. And I can't guarantee that the price will stay the same. It really depends on a lot of things. Okay. So to close, there's four pillars: God, marriage, business, and you. This is the only mastermind that does that. And it goes on for four seasons. And it's also that you can become connected for real. I look forward to seeing you inside. You have two things that you're going to be getting in the email. One is the link to join. The other one is a link to schedule discovery call, which is 45 minutes long. If you need help deciding, then let me know. I am pretty sure that you're not going to be able to find times in the schedule because it's really tight. So if you do need help deciding, or if you want some coaching around how to speak to your husband, get in touch with me on WhatsApp. That's probably the best way to do it. And then we can figure something out. I will see you on Sunday for Enhance Your Intimacy. And thank you for being with me. I look forward to welcoming you.
It's me again, Rebbetzin Batren Grossman, and I wanted to make sure that you loved it. If you want to go deeper and actually come live to the sessions of the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat, please visit connectedforreal.com/retreat. As part of the retreat, you get to meet one-on-one with me on an implementation call, and you have access to that link when you sign up. Make sure you download the workbook. You have also access to the WhatsApp group and a bunch of other bonuses. So go and enjoy. connectedforreal.com/retreat.